I suppose it was just a situation. I think you have to adjust to whatever situation you get thrown into, and I suppose that's what comes as being a middle order player. And tonight I came in a bit earlier than I probably expected, and ball was spinning quite a bit, so you just have to sort of get used to the conditions and just adapt. So that's what I did well tonight, and I haven't done well as often in the past, but hopefully I can keep getting better at that. Not really personally. I suppose we've got so much depth in our batting lineup. We've got a lot of confidence in the guys that we have all the way down 10 and 11, that we know that everyone can score and everyone can get the job done. It's about the guys at the top doing the majority of the work, and luckily enough, I think we had 5 wickets left tonight and really showed the depth that all the boys have done a lot of work in the nets and proven that they've done the work against spin and in tough conditions. I suppose the nets that we've been given here at the ground have been very conducive to spin, and I think it's been perfect for our practice, especially for today's game. It definitely hasn't been won easily. I thought Pakistan did pretty well to get to, I think, 220 or something, or 215. I thought it was quite a difficult wicket. I thought our bowlers bowled extremely well to keep into that. I think the way they started, their two openers getting very well played 50s, with a bit of inconsistent bounce and big spin, I thought it was a very good effort to get an opening partnership like that. And the way we held them back and kept them to not very mean the last 10 overs, I think, is a credit to how our bowlers bowled and how we managed the conditions. And then with the bat, we just kept solid partnerships the whole way through and made sure we had wickets in hand and targeted certain bowlers. I think that was the main thing that we did really well. Yeah, it does. I suppose that's one of the main things I've been probably criticised for, is not doing the job with probably the ball most. I feel like I've been bowling really well. The conditions here have obviously helped, and hopefully they continue to help. I think with the bat, I was always confident coming over here, having made runs in Dubai and in the IPL and in previous series. So it was just about putting that extra string to the bow and making sure it was right when it came over. And I'm glad at least I got some overs into the team as well, having George as the captain. Always shows a lot of confidence in me, as well as Finchie in the T20, so it's been good having those guys show the faith and really give me that responsibility with the ball. Well, any time you lose Ajmal, he's taken a lot of wickets. In international cricket, he's obviously been rated as the number one bowler for a while, and I suppose what we're seeing now is they're obviously having a crackdown on suspect actions, which is obviously probably playing into our hands a lot more. We play a lot of conventional spinners in Australia, where we're able to dominate them, and now that we're seeing the unconventional spinners being basically eradicated from the game, it's going to play into our hands a little bit more as well. Helped being here. Obviously, I think my first series was here as well, playing against Afghanistan and Pakistan in a one-day series and T20 series as well. So every time I've come over here, I've felt the wickets have served the way I play. The wickets tend to spin quite slowly, and the grounds are quite small as well. So it's always nice to come over here and play, and I feel like I'm very comfortable in playing the conditions here. I've always scored quickly. I think that's always been the way I've gone about, and it's once I got a couple of shots away, I think I hit a couple of clean reverse sweeps to sort of change the field into a bit more comfortable where I could get easier singles. And after that, I was about basically trying to keep out the good ball and score if anything that was slightly short or a little bit loose outside off. It was a pretty simple plan, to tell you the truth, while I was out there. It was only probably the last ball that I probably went away from it. But as long as you stick to a plan, I think, on those wickets, I think you can find a way of getting through it. But you've got to have the application to stick to it as well. And unfortunately, I didn't quite stick to it the whole way, but luckily enough, we only had about 30 runs to get to that stage. Yeah, but then James Faulkner comes in, and he's been renowned, obviously, for doing the job for Australia at the end. So, as I said before, we've got absolute confidence in the rest of our lineup, and even Mitchell didn't get a chance to get out there, and he smacked a couple the other day in Sharjah as well. So, we've got extremely amazing confidence in our whole lineup to do the job when they're called upon, and sometimes you get dropped and you've got to make the most of it. It happens to a lot of batters, and you've just got to make the most of it when it's your day. Yeah, unfortunately I can't control that though, so I'm happy to keep getting dropped. Yeah, he's quite awkward. He comes out a bit above the grandstand actually sometimes. He's a big lad, and I think the way the game was going at that stage when we were facing him, it was about, we knew they brought him back to try and take a wicket, so it was about getting through him and basically taking away any chance of them coming back into the game. So I think on another day, if we had have had to attack him, we would have found our way of scoring against him. But at that stage of the game, it wasn't needed. So we've just got to play bowlers according to the situation.